Good morning, this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. On October 7, 1930, the Chelan Valley Mirror had an extra Chelan bank robbed. The actual bank robbery was pulled while there were no customers in the bank. They came together, the robbers, one going to the rear of the bank, and the other coming in the front, both coming in back of the counters with revolvers drawn. They ordered the employees to stick them up and lined them up against the door in front of the vault. They left the bank by the front door, jumped into a car, a dark brown Hupmobile, and drove away. The bandits' car turned east and headed toward Pateras, but then turned north and came west again. In the meantime, Robert Kirchival and Dale Vetter and Paul Yonkers, who had grabbed a revolver from the Farmers Exchange store, the bandits were evidently planning on cutting back and going across the bridge toward Wenatchee. But being fired at by Yonkers, they evidently changed their plans and headed toward Manson. Kirchival and his party hot on their trail. They turned north at the Indian church and took to the hills. Many cars with men armed with rifles, shotguns, and what have you were combing the roads in the Manson territory, looking for the bandits. The bandits met a party coming down the narrow road, and they could not pass, so they jumped out of the car and hid in the brush. The Rochester lad who lived nearby with a rifle was summoned from the house. Bob Kirchival yelled at them, commanding them to stop. One man stopped and threw up his hands. The other kept going, dodging from rock to rock. The lad with the next shot dropped the fleeing bandit in his tracks with a .22 special caliber bullet through the lung. One of the men had about $14 on his person. The other had all the money. The two men dropped their gun when they scampered out of the car. All of the money was recovered. This is the first bank robbery ever to be staged in Chelan, and it was a daring daylight attempt. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.